Germany is the next big European country with elections scheduled this year. The vote there will be another test of the strength of populism in Europe after centrist Emmanuel Macron beat the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen in the presidential election in France on Sunday. Joining us now is Zsolt Darvas. He's a fellow at the think tank Bruegel in Brussels, and he's with us on Skype. And Zsolt, start with France. What happens to Marine Le Pen's movement now after she lost the election?
There's a lot of speculation that National Front might gradually disappear. Also, in my view, economic problems were major reasons behind the strong support of Marine Le Pen and her party. If we just simply correlate the level of unemployment in France, in various regions of France, and the support for Le Pen, we see a very strong correlation. So I also think that as the economic conditions will gradually improve in the country, the support for the far right may gradually diminish.
Do you expect the economic conditions to gradually improve, not just in France, but in other parts of Europe?
Last year was the first year, I think, in many years when the Eurozone grew at a faster rate than the United States. I think this very simple fact has not been noticed sufficiently. And there's a gradual economic recovery is ongoing in Europe. Now, France is among the weaker members, that is the growth, but weaker than, let's say, in Germany. Yet, Emmanuel Macron promised a number of reforms. Now, the elections for the National Assembly of France will be held in June, and we will know in June whether he will have sufficient support in the National Assembly. But I think the reforms he put forward would put France to a faster growth trajectory. So I would say a little bit optimistic in this regard.
Now, in the United States, we've seen growth since the financial crisis, economic growth, but there have been a lot of people who have been left out of that growth and have not been able to get jobs. And many political observers have looked at the Trump win and said, well, a lot of those people are the people who were voting for Trump because they were not being helped by the economic policies coming from Washington. Do you think that even if there is growth in Europe, there are going to be people who are left out and who do flock to these populist parties?
Now, first, I very much share the assessment for the situation of the United States. Concerning Europe, Europe is far more equal than the United States. I mean, we can look at any indicator of, let's say, income inequality. Europe has a much larger welfare states, much more protection for people. So I think the situation is not so severe in Europe as in the US. Yet, you know, certainly some people will be, you know, left behind. And indeed, it will be a job of Emmanuel Macron to take care of those people.
Do you think that with the elections coming up in Germany later this year, that we're going to be seeing a similar political dynamic take place, a similar discussion about whether Europe is good or bad for an individual country?
Germany greatly benefits from membership in Europe and in the euro area. And also the economic situation in Germany is much, much better, much stronger than in France and in other parts of Europe. This is, by the way, one reason why the far-right Alternative for Deutschland party didn't gain as much support as in other parts. I mean, that party never broke basically the 10% threshold and now is even going down. So I'm less, again, for Germany. I don't think that populism is such a big issue there. Much better economic situation, much more benefits of being members of the euro area and the EU. And ultimately, the two big parties are either Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Party or the Social Democratic Party will continue to lead the country, and both are in the center.
There is another country that we should talk about while we have you. We spoke with Tom Natal, who's a columnist for The Economist, and he told us the country to watch is Italy, which doesn't hold elections until next year. Here's what he said.
The Italian economy has been performing disastrously badly for a long time. There's been very little growth. And for that reason, you've seen a big growth in support for parties like the Five Star Movement and some other anti-European parties. That is probably what worries people more than what's going to happen in France, or certainly what's going to happen in Germany.
Do you agree with that, that Italy is the country to watch?
I very much agree. And Italy is also a very critical country, because Italy has a very high public debt. After Greece, it's one of the highest in Europe. And the crisis in Italy can indeed be a huge crisis, shaking up the whole continent.
But do you think that the conversation about whether the European Union will survive, that we've moved past that now, that that's not in question anymore?
I think that's moved past. I never had doubt that the European Union would survive. There is such a strong economic and political security and various other interests to keep the continent together. Yeah, and certainly, I mean, with the defeat of Marine Le Pen, the biggest threat to the, let's say, the survival of Europe has practically disappeared.
That's Zsolt Darvas, who is a fellow at the think tank Bruegel in Brussels. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for your interest.